Alice Mann.
Bertha.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Lady B on the line and welcoming every one of you on the Dream Team prayer line. I praise the Lord for every one of you that are on the line tonight, and I know for a fact that God is going to do a great thing for us because through his word, there's life in his word tonight. Amen. I praise God. You know, I tell you, God is a good God. Praise God. God is a good God. And we worship him in spirit and in truth. Praise God. And I tell you, the Lord is on his throne. And if you can believe whatever that you need to receive from God, you can receive that tonight. Amen. Glory to God. But first, I'd just like to remind you to continue to listen to Pastor Ollie Bolden on Facebook Live on every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. And then, of course, we have Park and Praise at the Petersville Baptist Church, and that's 11 o'clock. And we're just believing God for greater things, and God is an awesome God. He's just an awesome God, and we're excited about what he is doing. And so I want you to begin to think about your prayer request, because at the end of the message, I will ask if there are any prayer requests, and then we're going to join our faith together and believe God. So I don't think this line tonight is completely muted, but I'm going to ask you to go ahead and mute your own individual phones, and you can do that right now. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you so much. Praise God. But tonight, you will find me in the book of Acts, the first chapter, the second through the fifth verse. Praise God. Acts, the first chapter, second through the fifth verse. And it reads, until the day in which he was taken up, that's Jesus, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Now drop down to the 13th verse. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas, the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with the brethren. Look at chapter 2 in Acts 1 to 4. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Praise God. I tell you, that was some power in that day. But I want to concentrate, turn your attention to verse 4 of Acts, the first chapter, verse 4. And it said, and being assembled together with them. That's Jesus. He was there with them. He commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father. Wait, that promise is the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And in John's account of it, he says that Jesus said that, look, I will not leave you comfortless, but I will send you another comforter. Praise God. So in other words, Jesus gave his disciples and all who were assembled there together, he gave them specific instructions, just like God has given us in specific instructions through his word. But he gave them specific instructions to wait. Wait on the power from on high, which is the Holy Ghost. Simply because, see, Jesus knew that in order to go out and effectively preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to dying men and women, they needed to be endowed with power. They need to be charged with power from on high. Now, I want to leave with you a thought tonight. Recharge your spirit. Recharge your spirit. See, before the day of Pentecost, or before Pentecost was fully come, back in the Bible days, the Holy Spirit came upon men, came upon them, but it was just temporary. So until the next time when it was needed, that the power of God, that dunamis, dynamite power was needed. But after the day of Pentecost was fully come, the Holy Ghost would remain permanent with them and would be an outpouring of the power of God for all who wanted to be filled. Isn't that blessed? Praise God. Praise God. So the Holy Spirit is here. Praise God. But Jesus said, but ye shall receive power. See, it just wasn't for just to say, I have the power of the Holy Ghost. I have this dynamite power. I have the power of God. It's not enough for that, just to say that. But what are we doing with that power? But Jesus said, but ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. In other words, they would be equipped to carry the word of God. And that's what you and I have to pay attention to these scriptures, because it's letting us know if we're going to be effective witnesses for the Lord, and we, every Christian, should be. You don't need to have a title saying you're a minister. You don't need to be necessarily in a pulpit to talk about the goodness of the Lord or in to invite Christ to come into someone's life. But he's saying that we need the power of the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. So you and I, as Christians or disciples of Christ, sometimes we find ourselves operating on low or weak in the spirit. My God, but see, when we find that happening, we need to recharge our spirit. If we're not watching and praying, if you're not careful, the cares of this world can easily overload us and burn us down, just like even now with the pandemic going on, and then with all this confusion with the election and so forth, and the enemy rearing his ugly head. If you don't have the power of God, how would you be able to stand? But when you got the power of the Holy Ghost, when the power of God has come upon you, he will lead you and he will guide you into all truth, and he will take of mine, he will take of what I need you to know and show it unto you. Amen. Glory to God. Do you have that kind of power? If not, ask God to recharge you, charge you with the Holy Spirit. Charge your spirit. Amen. Praise God. See, that we need to recharge our spirit. See, if we be honest, we know when you need to repent. We know when we need to fall on our face before God and empty our hearts out, cry out before him, asking God to fix me, make me what I need to be. God, it doesn't hurt to repent. We need to make sure that we are clean before the Lord. Amen. Praise God. The Bible says if we are lukewarm, he would spew us out of his mouth. Lukewarm lukewarm Christians. We cannot make it being lukewarm. We need to be hot or you're cold. That's what Jesus said. I would that you be hot or cold, but if you're lukewarm, he says, I will spew you out of my mouth. And certainly we don't want God to spew us out of his mouth. Listen, the Ephesians 5:18-20 says, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. Be filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing. See, the joy of the Lord is our strength. That's how you keep your body, keep your spirit charged, because you're thinking on the goodness of the Lord. And you're just praising God for all that he has done. You're thanking him for all the things that he's yet to do. Praise God. When you look at, you woke up this morning, you had your mind stayed on the Lord. You were still in the land of the living. You still had activities of your limb. May have some pains in your joints sometimes, but you still are able to move. And we think about it, look at how God has been so good to each one of us. We're not in the hospital tonight. We're not sitting there with ventilators over a mask on us. We don't have that COVID-19 disease, but thank God how he keeps us. He protects us. Oh, praise God. That's enough to give God the praise right there, to charge your spirit. Recharge yourself. God, I thank you for what you've done for me. Do it again. Re means do it all over again. Hallelujah. And daily, we need to be charged in the Spirit of God. Listen, it's for a simple analogy that most of us can relate to. When our cell phones need to be charged, we don't get all the power that we need. Sometimes the light goes down dim, or it'll be slower, or you're just not getting the power, or it's not doing what it needs to do. That's an indication that your cell phones need to be recharged. So we restore the electric charge to the battery. This is a battery-operated device, by connecting it to a device that draws power from another source of electricity. In other words, we plug it into the source. We plug it in to the electricity. And that's the same way you and I need to be before God as people of God, as children of God. We need to fall before him and plug into the source. And not only plug into him, stay connected to him. Oh, yes. Recharge your spirit. Praise God. Jesus said in St. John 15:5, he said, I am the vine, and you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, we can do nothing. That's Jesus saying, hallelujah. So that's all the more we need to know that we need to recharge ourselves each and every day. The book of Jude says, this is how you do it. This is how you build yourself. He says, but you, beloved, talking about the people of God, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, by praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God. See, that's what we've got to do. God is not going to do everything for us. He told us, says, look, if we keep our minds stayed on him, he says, I will keep you in perfect peace. So let's absolutely, we have to come before the Lord with clean hearts. And it says, keep yourselves in the love of God. What's the love of God? Keep yourself in the center of his will. Keep yourself in obedience. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and the Lord will elevate us. He will exalt us in due time. Then it says, keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. That's for all of us. Hallelujah. This is what we have to do. Because see why? The enemy is going to and fro, seeing who he can devour. Oh, he's doing his job. The devil is doing his job overtime. And if we're not watching and praying, that we can be deceived. But the Bible tells us if we keep ourselves plugged in, connected to Jesus, that God will keep us. So we got to recharge our spirit. Make sure that we are filled with the Spirit of God. It says, be filled. That's very present. said, be filled with the Spirit of God. So we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. And Hebrews 12:2 says, looking unto Jesus, who is the author. Looking to Jesus because he's the finisher of our faith. Who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and now he is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. And what is Jesus doing? As you and I come before God, as we come with pure hearts, and we cry out to him, Lord, help me. Lord, recharge me. Do it for me again. Give me a fresh anointing. Jesus is making intercession there for us, because he's saying to God the Father, he says, Father, he says, my blood was shed for them. Hallelujah. And that we know that Jesus prays for us. And he said, not one of us that the Father has given Jesus will be plucked out of his hands. But we have to do something. We have to come before God. We have to keep our mind stayed on him. See, when your spirit is charged with the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, then you're strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Then when your spirit is charged, even before you go out, step out the house, make sure you're charged with the power of the Holy Ghost. Make sure that the anointing of the Holy Spirit is filled, that you're filled with that spirit. Hallelujah. So that the enemy cannot get a foothold. See, we have to make sure that we have on the whole armor of God. That's what Ephesians tells us. The whole armor of God, so that we will be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Don't fool yourself. Don't think that you're so strong and that you can do this thing yourself, or I don't even need to be in church, or I don't even need to even hear the word of God, or I got this made. I can do this myself. I've been running this way for 50 years. But be not deceived. You know what? You cannot do this without the Lord, and you're going to need that Holy Ghost power. We're going to need to be recharged in the Spirit. So when we're recharged, we're strong. We're able to stand. We'll stand the fiery darts of the enemy. Why? Because you've got that whole armor on. You've got your head, the helmet of salvation. How you've got on the breastplate of righteousness. Hallelujah. You've got your loins girt about with truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you've got the shield of faith. In other words, you're fully equipped, recharged in the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. I know you all can say hallelujah to that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. We can't afford to be a lukewarm Christian, but we have to make sure that we are covered under his blood. Make sure that we are united in the Spirit. See, you can stand on the unfailing promises of God, our Father. See, when Jesus told them, go in that upper room, he said, stay there, and then wait until the promise of the Father comes. Wait before the Lord. And a lot of times in the way we're living in this world, everything is fast, it's quick, microwave. I want it right now. But there's a time that we pray, and there's a time that we can wait. But we know that while we're waiting, that when we wait on the Lord, he promised that he would renew our strength, that we would mount up with wings as eagle. Hallelujah. I pray that I'm encouraging somebody here tonight. I pray that God has touched your heart, that you have feel that charge, that you feel impressed, that you get yourself before the Lord, and only you can know and experience the power of God. You have got to have that hunger and thirst after righteousness, because you shall be filled. Hallelujah. So, Lord, charge me tonight. Fix me. Oh, God, renew me in that spirit. Yes, amen. So as you recharge, you can stand on the promises of God. You can wait, because you know there's no failure in God. See, and not only that, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Bible says by his spirit, he will raise up a standard against him. When you're recharged, there's something within you that will be able to stand against the fiery darts of the enemy. Remember, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So you ask God to renew you in the spirit, to pour out upon you a fresh anointing. We're going to ask him that tonight before we get off this line. But we pray that God will teach us how to learn to wait before the Lord and be sensitive to what the Spirit is speaking unto us through his word. So I encourage us tonight, encourage everyone on this line, pay attention, recharge your spirit. Make sure that you're filled with the power of the Holy Ghost, because the things that are coming upon this world, that we can see it happening every single day, you're going to have yourself rooted and grounded in the power of God. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I trust that you have enjoyed this word, and this word is not going to go out and return unto God void, but it will accomplish that which you're able to do. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to unmute these lines, and you can unmute your phones. Praise God. And so I want to ask that you have prayer requests tonight, that you want us to join in and agree with you in prayer. You can do so right now. So go ahead and begin to speak whatever it is that you want prayer for.
James Ryan.
Okay.
I would like to get closer to the Lord.
Amen.
And for healing.
Amen. Healing. That's right. Amen. Okay. God bless you. Anyone else? Anyone else? Okay. Praise God. Anyone
Pearline
else?
Evans.
Mm-hmm.
Pearline Evans.
Yes.
James Pear, healing, just recovered from hospital stay.
Okay. Amen. Yes. Yes, we will be praying. Yes. Anyone
Reverend
else?
Reverend Gals and his family.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Virginia Pear, who's doing chemo.
Okay, amen. God's able to take her through. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Praise God. All right. Praise the Lord. And we will believe God for all of those spoken requests for healing and closer walk with God, and to take us through these tests, these trials, and the people that are still going through the sickness and COVID-19 and also bereaved families. There are people who have lost loved ones, and my God, and still going through different things, and praise God. And we still have this extensive prayer list that we have all the names, praise God, even the names that you mentioned last week, in addition to what we have now, praise God. We're going to believe God, praise God. We're going to believe him and expect to receive answers. And I'm praying that God, I know he hears us when we call. Mm-hmm. Praise God. He says that when you come and when you ask, believe that you receive and you shall receive it. Amen. Believe that you have it. Praise God. Amen. So let's pray. Let's go before the Lord and pray. Let's join our faith together in prayer. But first, we just praise God. Father, we just love you, Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you for your word tonight. God, we just praise you, Lord, that you would just continue to help us to grow in the spirit, that we will grow and that we'll become sensitive to what it is that you would have us to do, God. Oh, God, we just want to thank you right now. We thank you, God, because you are our salvation. You are our peace. God, you're our joy. You're our joy tonight, God. Hallelujah. God, you are our strength, Lord. Hallelujah. God, we thank you, Lord, because you love us with an unfailing love. Hallelujah. We thank you for the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, that's able to keep our hearts and mind through Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, because you neither sleep, neither do you slumber. Oh, but God, we thank you, Lord, that you are watch over us every single moment of the day. God, even as we sleep and during the night, God, you have dispatched the angels, that you give them charge over us and keep us in all of our ways, God. We say thank you, glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you, God, because, God, we thank you, Lord, that we can come freely and boldly before the throne of grace. And, God, we can ask you to recharge us, God, to do it again, God. Refill us, God. We thank you, Lord. We know there are many, many refillings, God. So we say tonight, Father, refill us again, Lord. Anoint us, God. Give us a fresh anointing tonight. Breathe, Holy Ghost. Breathe upon every person on this line. Breathe upon, God, everyone, the names that were called out tonight. They said, pray for me. They said, remember me, God. Hallelujah, Father. Breathe, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Move by your Spirit, God. In the name of Jesus. God, give us wisdom. Give us direction. Give us guidance. Hallelujah. We know the Holy Ghost has come to lead and guide us into all truth, Lord. Have your way, God. Give us revelation through the Holy Ghost. Give us strength right now, God. Where we're weak, God, build us up, God. Where we're torn down, God, strengthen us, God, in the name of Jesus. Where we need help, God, we look to you. You're the author, you're the finisher of our faith, God. We're looking unto you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless your name at all times, God, and your praise shall continually be in our mouth, God. We thank you, God, for all that you have done for us. We thank you, Lord, for deliverance power tonight. God, that some said, strengthen me. Some said, I want to grow stronger in you. Some said, God, I want to know you the more. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, I know you said, if we hunger and we thirst after righteousness, we shall be filled. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Help us, Lord, to be where we need to be in you. Take us, Lord, a little bit deeper in your word. Take us, God, at a new level in you, God. We bless you, Lord. We will bless you at all times, oh God. We look into you, glory to God. We know there's no failure in you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. Father God, remember, God, every person on this line. Remember their families, God. Remember them, God. Strengthen, God. Work it out, God. Work out problems, oh God. Work out situations, God. Fix it tonight. Fix it right now. Fix, God. Fix it over there. Fix it here, God. You know what needs to be fixed up. You know where we need to be lifted, God. In the name of Jesus, lift us up in the Spirit. Holy Ghost, have your way right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for this prayer line, God. Oh, my God. We thank you that we can pray, God. We can pray one for the other. We thank you for this opportunity. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We love you, Lord. We love you with our whole heart tonight. We bless you, Lord. We bless you at all times. Hallelujah. Bread of heaven, feed us till we want no more. Fill us up, God. Bless the body of Christ. Give us unity in the Spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Heal sick bodies. Heal sick minds. Heal the sick spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, we command the enemy to take your hands off of God's people. We command you to loose in the name of Jesus. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. We command you that you take your hands off of this election in the name of Jesus, that God, you will have your way. Let your will be done. God, we stand on your word, God. Hallelujah, God. We know you're in control. So we just rest in you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We bless you at all times. We glorify your name, oh God. Have your way, God. Have your way, Father. We bless you right now, God. We thank you for the healing, God. We thank you for healing, God. We thank you, God, for every name that's on this prayer list, God. Oh, my God, wherever they are, God, you have your way, God. Let your will be done. Hallelujah. Give us a testimony. Hallelujah. To be able to say, I was lost, but now I'm found. I was sick, but now I'm healed by the power of the Holy Ghost, God, in the name of Jesus. We believe you, God, because we know in whom we believe. We know that you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or even think. So we praise you, God. Have your way, and we glorify you, and we thank you for the answer. We bless you, Lord, and we bless your name, God, and we lift your name. We give your name the praise that belongs to you. We give your name all the praise. God, we will bless your name, hallelujah, because you're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Everybody on this line, give God the praise. Give him the glory. Because he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. And we thank you, God. We thank you for the answer. We thank you, God, because you are recharging our spirit. Thank you, Lord. You're giving us a new hold in you. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We bless your name. And God, we ask you for all these blessings. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. And praise God. And somebody say amen. 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 And amen. Amen. And amen. Amen. Glory to God. Do you believe it? Have you received it? Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Say yes, Lord, I believe it. Hallelujah. Yes, receive it. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't know about you, but I feel recharged in the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. I feel elevated in the power of God. Hallelujah. Why? Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Glory to God. Don't you forget, just like he said to the disciples and to those on the day of Pentecost, he said, after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, you shall have power. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Flower. Glory to God. And I thank God that he's a good God. So I praise the Lord for every single one of you on this line tonight. I praise God. I praise God even for my sister Denise. I believe she's on this line. I thank God for my husband, my pastor Ollie Bolden. I thank God for my church family. I thank God that we, even when we go back in the church, there'll be such a recharging of the Holy Ghost, that the place will be filled with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. But we're going to pray and continually to hold each other up in the name of Jesus. So God bless you all. Thank you for being on the line tonight. And remember, Christ in you is the hope of glory. Look to the hills for which comes your help. All of our help will come from the Lord. So until next week, we say good night, be blessed of the Lord, and continue to be highly favored. God bless you. I love you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Go back soon. So I'm glad you go back soon.
Yeah, good. Nice.
What is that freaking call for TV? That's not a TV name.
Yeah,
what's TV called?